This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday he was shocked and saddened by the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse and the wounding of his wife in their home, calling it worrisome and saying his administration needs more information. Biden condemned what he called a heinous attack in a statement. At the United Nations, spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric said the UN Secretary General is concerned about Haiti's stability.
The Secretary General calls on all Haitians to preserve the constitutional order, remain united in the face of this abhorrent act, and reject all violence.
Unidentified gunmen masquerading as U.S. drug enforcement agents shot dead the 53-year-old Moïse and wounded his wife at their private residence early Wednesday. Haiti appeared to be heading for fresh volatility ahead of general elections later this year. Moïse had been ruling by decree for more than a year after failing to hold elections. The opposition had demanded he step down in recent months, saying he was leading Haiti toward yet another grim period of authoritarianism. The search for victims of the collapse of a Miami-area high-rise condominium reached its 14th day Wednesday as workers uncovered more bodies from the rubble and officials sounded more and more grim about the prospects of finding anyone alive. The official death toll now stands at 46. At a news conference, Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky told the Associated Press that the prospects of finding anyone alive in the rubble are not good.
We've been exhausting every effort, and you know that's where we are right now is exhausting every effort, and we'll go from there.
Searchers have found no new signs of survivors, and although authorities said their mission was still geared toward finding people alive, they sounded increasingly somber. This is VOA News. Authorities in Afghanistan said Wednesday pro-government forces had pushed back Taliban insurgents from parts of a northwestern city and regained control of official buildings after hours of fierce fighting. Fighting erupted in parts of Kala Inal, the capital of Badghis province, after the Taliban assaulted it overnight from multiple directions. Residents and officials said insurgent fighters pushed their way into the city, took over key security installations, including provincial police headquarters, and freed about 600 inmates from the central prison. Clashes continued in the city throughout Wednesday before Afghan forces, backed by airstrikes, pushed the insurgents out of the city late in the afternoon. Taliban fighters have made rapid territorial advances across Afghanistan since May 1st, when the United States and NATO allies formally began withdrawing their last remaining troops from the country. The World Health Organization on Wednesday urged extreme caution for countries considering lifting COVID-19 restrictions, saying the transmission of the virus would increase regardless of high vaccination rates. Michael Ryan, the chief of the WHO Emergency Response Program, said that people need to pay attention to what's happening in their local areas.
If the virus is present in your community and transmitting, and you're a vulnerable person, and you're not vaccinated, then you are potentially going to be exposed. So the idea that everyone is protected and it's kumbaya and everything goes back to normal, I think right now is a very dangerous assumption anywhere in the world.
Ryan said while it has been good to see a decrease in hospitalizations and deaths, not continuing to take the virus seriously could have what he called disastrous consequences. A judge says the U.S. Air Force is mostly at fault in a 2017 Texas church attack. AP's Walter Ratliff reports.
A federal judge has ruled that the U.S. Air Force is largely responsible for a former serviceman killing more than two dozen people at a Texas church in 2017. A U.S. district judge in San Antonio ruled that the Air Force was 60% responsible for the attack at First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs because it failed to submit Devin Kelly's criminal history into a database. That should have prevented the government from purchasing the weapon used in the attack. Kelly served nearly 5 years in the Air Force before being discharged in 2014 for bad conduct. The attack remains the worst mass shooting in Texas history. I'm Walter Ratliff.
An up day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.